You're welcome to. Adjust the body so you're sure you lie in a position where you don't have to move. And then also, before you close the eyes, lie quietly and experience this situation. This hall, things outside you hear also. My voice, the lamps, the walls, the pictures, whatever you see. All at once, not sort of in detail, but the whole situation. So that you feel really present before we start. We begin Shavasana by one thing only. You don't make any efforts. You don't try to do anything. You just make sure the body doesn't move. That's all. Lying very still. And you experience only that. This is the beginning, and the first 5 minutes, nothing else should be done. Absolutely nothing else, just making sure you don't move. No effort, nothing, just the body doesn't move, that's all. Feel that stillness, of course. And this is the original practice. Then other things have been added, but the original practice is just lie down as dead. That's a 5,000-year-old instruction. You are aware that you do not move. You are aware that you keep the body still. That's all. Lying motionless. You're not doing anything else. You do nothing. You lie still, that's doing nothing. Motionlessness by making sure the body doesn't move. Then add to it, keep the silence, keep the that you do not move, but add to it the experience of the whole body. The body is lying still, all that is there, but now you are aware of the body, the whole body, all at once. That you add to it while you are still aware of the stillness and not moving. You become aware of the whole body. You feel one with the whole body, the whole form of the body. The fact that you do not follow any guidance adds to the stillness, adds to that you do not make any effort of any kind. You're just lying still, feeling one with the whole body. Whole body, feeling one with the whole body. The whole body all at once. Nothing is needed, everything happens by itself, by the sheer stillness. You don't have to watch it, you don't have to think about it, you're just lying still. And the body, the whole form of the body. Making sure that you do nothing, then of course you also don't move, everything is still. And you're aware of the whole body, feeling one with the whole body. Body awareness. And then to this we can also add, if your mind gets a little restless, then you accept it, and then you return to the whole body and the stillness. The body is lying still anyway. It's not moving, but the mind might start wandering. When you discover that, at first you accept it, that the mind is a little restless. That's okay. You return. When you discover it, you return, and again you feel one with the body as a whole and the stillness. So the last part of the relaxation is with returning to what you are doing. You're lying still, and you feel one with that body lying still. Motionlessness, the stillness of the body and the whole body, the form of the body. And that is what you return to when the mind takes you somewhere else. In case it doesn't have to. according to what I learned as a child and according to science also, quarter of an hour is a good length. All together of Shavasana, lying dead still. Silence, the returning to the silence that is already there, to the whole body. Whole body and returning to that, not blaming your mind, not blaming anything. This is natural that the mind will sometimes want to do other things. You're still lying still, and when you discover the mind has gone somewhere else, then you just return, and again you feel one with the silence, the stillness, and the whole form of the body. In a little while, this Shavasana will end. When you come out of Shavasana, after I'm saying Om Tat Sat, then lie still for a little while longer, then slowly spread your awareness, also opening the eyes, and before you even move, you lie and take in the whole situation here. All of us, everything here and outside. Then only do you sit up, and again, before you do anything else, again spread your awareness, look around, and then find a way to sit for the meditation. Om Tat Sat. Om Tat Sat. Om Tat Sat. When you have found your seat, then again, before you close the eyes, give yourself time to just be here in this hall together with all of us, experiencing the situation, and then close the eyes. And I'd like you to start yourself, without me saying too much, with the first part, which is also here, all around awareness of sounds and the stillness of the body, the form of the body in the middle of it all. The awareness of where you are through the ears and the body sitting still. And then, of course, also returning that in case the mind is doing something else, you experience it, but then you return. In the first one, you return right away. The moment you discover if the mind is somewhere else, then you return to the awareness of this place, these surroundings, and your body sitting here quietly. When you do it on your own, also make sure you give yourself time to just sit, nothing else, and be aware of the surroundings. Then let us turn to the breathing process without disturbing anything. We go from being aware of the surroundings to the breathing process. Now, this is the meditation object. The body breathing. It's not a breathing exercise, it's just awareness of the body breathing, following that breathing process. Breath is taking place. You don't do it. The body breathes. It knows how. You follow it. And when you forget, when the mind goes somewhere else, consider it natural. Don't blame yourself or the mind or anything. You just notice that the mind is busy with something else, and you allow yourself to watch it for a while. You don't have to suppress it, you don't have to control it, so give yourself time to just watch it. You don't even have to think about it or remember it or analyze it. No, but you're watching it, you let it happen. And only after a while, when you're sure you have not suppressed it, then you return to the breath again. And when you return to the breath, it's like it's the first time and you're fully aware of the breath, devoting yourself to the breathing process. Returning to the breathing process, devoting yourself to the breath, feeling one with the breathing process. Breath and returning to the breath. Otherwise, nothing else. Just observe what is going on in these two respects, the breath and the activity of the mind that you return from. When you have sat for some time, then you can return earlier. And that is sort of the second part of this breath awareness. Never in a hurry, never busy, but having watched the breath and having watched the mind, it is possible to return a little earlier after a while. Turning to the breathing process, feeling one with the breathing process, the body breathing, and you follow it. Sometimes when you're fully one with the breath, you may also get a little drowsy, but that's a sign that you're going a little deeper. Allow that drowsiness, even experience it. But again, return to the breathing. Without disturbing your state. And one little extra thing that you don't have to do every time you do this meditation, but I would like to add it tonight. Meditate on contentment. For a little while, we put this extra little thing in here. Feel content. Allow yourself to feel content. Contentment. You are allowed to feel content. You don't have to have a reason, you just feel content. Contentment. And then experience yourself. The one experiencing all this. Yourself. Turn to yourself. Be yourself. It's a rest, but it's not sleep. Resting in yourself as consciousness. As existence. Being yourself. Resting in yourself. There's nothing to do or make efforts about. You already are. You just experience it. Turn to the essence, to the sender, yourself. Return to yourself. Sometimes the mind will tell you about what you're doing and explain things. Return to doing it. Yourself. Returning works even at the end. You return to resting in yourself. Om Tat Sat. When you feel ready, slowly come out of the meditation. And at the very end, when you open the eyes, sit a little, being aware of where you are. Take in the whole situation here for a little while. Before you do anything else, before you bend or scratch or do anything else, sit quietly and be aware of the place with open eyes, yourself, the whole thing. You don't have to focus on anything, you experience everything all at once. This very end is important, that you consciously come out of the meditation, not unconsciously scratch or bend or do some exercise or something. No, sit quietly and be aware where you are, also in this physical dimension. also with open eyes. Before you move, sit quietly and look around, and then only move.